When you take an incarnation, it's like getting into a spacesuit. And the whole program for running that spacesuit on this plane of existence, that whole mechanism is something that is like software in the system, and it has to be developed. You develop the software, and that happens through your DNA code, through your socialization process, through all the people you meet and talk to. But notice an interesting thing, that your whole sense of separateness is really rooted from some uncomfortable experience being separate. I somehow experience in myself having experienced the pain of separateness and having not the power to control that. But I couldn't get what I wanted when I wanted it, once I became a somebody who wanted something. And I only became the somebody who wanted something because I didn't have what I wanted all the time. I hadn't even had a want up until then. I had to learn wants, by the way. I wanna. First thing you have to realize is you're in prison. You've been had. You bought into a conceptual model that you got trained into from birth to deal with your separateness. And it's a whole structure that you've invested with reality. From your point of view, it's the only reality most of the time. Now, where are all the other planes of reality when we're so busy investing in this one rather uninteresting plane? But the minute you realize you are in prison, that's the relative reality perception. You realize you got a problem. You realize there's more than one channel. You realize there's another place from which to look. You understand that everything is real depending on where you're looking at it from. Just like you dreamt last night, and in that dream, that stuff was real. And you woke up, and then you said, "I woke up." Into what? You ultimately must realize you just woke up into another one of them. Didn't the one you were in last night seem real? Still here. dream. And once I had realized that I was in prison, I looked back at all the years in which I had taken it all so seriously. And I thought, didn't I have any clues any of those years? I mean, did I go 30 years without a clue that I was caught in some weird psychosis, group psychosis? The first thing you have to realize is you're in prison. Thank you.